You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Not about to suggest that every single person wearing a mask in Cranberry this week should have a chance to become Pittsburgh's starting goaltender. But that's probably only because a lot of people are wearing masks these days. Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Penguins. Comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or baseball. I also offer up daily shots of Steelers and Pirates right where you found this. The Penguins Development Camp opened up over the weekend. It's a four-day event, and it stretches into tomorrow, which is the one thing that's really worth watching and fun, and that's the annual scrimmage game. When you can see these players who've been going through drills and practices and huffing and puffing back and forth around cones get to play in an actual hockey game. There are a lot of players to pay attention to in a game like this. And I know that might sound laughable to anyone who's aware of the current state of the Penguins prospect pool. It's not great. But it still feels like, and I can speak to this from personal experience in having been at all of these prospect scrimmages since they started them a little bit over a decade ago, you feel like it's your one and only chance to see that individual before they go back to junior hockey or Europe or college or wherever. Yeah, you know, there's your Sam Poulin and your Nathan Legere and the guys like that that you want to pay attention to because of where they were drafted. There's a Philip Hollander who you want to pay attention to because he's the guy they just got back in the Jared McCann trade from the Maple Leafs, and he was playing well over in Sweden and has been given a public vote of confidence to try to make this team out of the actual training camp that's starting later in the week. But I gotta be honest with you, the guy I'm pulling for more than anyone else in this camp will be Philip Lindberg. If you're not familiar with the name, you probably should get there soon. Lindberg was signed by the Penguins as a college free agent out of UMass this summer. And Lindberg is coming off a tremendous season in which he went 10-1-4 in 15 games in the regular season. Half of those wins were shutouts. He had a 1.24 goals against and a .949 save percentage. And then, in winning the NCAA championship, he started three of the four games, won all three, had a 0.33 goals against, a .986 save percentage, and a couple of shutouts, including a 25-save shutout in the clincher. Now, it should be obvious that UMass had a pretty good hockey team regardless. It should also be obvious that a .986 save percentage in your highest stakes games is, you know, that's not nothing. He'd been a draft pick originally of the Wild, and when they didn't sign him, and his 2 years elapsed through college, he could go and choose his own team. If you're aware of how college free agency works in the NHL, it's not true free agency. So it's kind of a misnomer, meaning there's a cap on what you can make. So you basically just pick your team. You pick your opportunity. Zach Aston-Reese did this. Drew O'Connor did this. They looked around and said, where can I go that I could make a difference, make an impact, get an opportunity? Now, you got to watch how you say that. You're a kid coming in out of school. You're not going to look at the situation and say, well, these guys here really stink, so this is where I want to be. You also want to find settings that are good fits. John Marino kind of did that too when he wanted out of Edmonton and semi-pseudo arranged his way out of there. It's kind of a long, convoluted story that both he and his family have shared with me, and you know, it would just take the whole rest of the show. But you find your spot. You go where you think you can do best for yourself. And that's what Lindberg did when he chose the Penguins. This portion of Daily Shot of Penguins is brought to you by the good people at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, where they're committed to providing food for all of our neighbors in need. They, in turn, need your help. Visit PittsburghFoodBank.org to find out how $1 from you can result in 5 full meals for those who don't know where their next meal is coming from. PittsburghFoodBank.org. Lindbergh's 22 years old. That is exactly how old Matt Murray was when he won his first cup with the Penguins, for some perspective. He's not a kid. This isn't somebody who's just popping their head out of the OHL or the Q or wherever. He's a young man, and he's played at a very high level within a pretty significant level of hockey in the NCAA. By all accounts, Bill Guerin in the Wild wanted to sign him. They wanted to bring him into their pool. He didn't. He was the one who set himself up for this college free agency. Now, he didn't exactly elaborate when he was asked why he chose the Penguins yesterday in Cranberry.
Well, for me, I just felt like it was a good place for me. It's a great organization, and it was just the right spot for me, I'd say.
Okay, kid, well, I'll finish it off for you. I looked at the goaltending that Pittsburgh had in the playoffs, and I said, this is where I want to be. I mean, you know, this is how these things go. The player, the player's family, the player's agent get together and say, what can we find for you in the NHL that'll get you playing as quickly as possible? That really is how they think of it. That's not unique to hockey, by the way. They want, the athlete himself wants, to play at the highest level. And they want it sooner rather than later. And you know what? If I'm the Penguins, I'm okay with that. If I'm Ron Hextall, if I'm Mike Sullivan, I'm okay with that. In fact, I embrace it. Because the cold truth here is that there really wasn't other competition brought into this camp, even after the way Tristan Jarry crumbled against the Islanders. It's Jarry, Casey DeSmith, same tandem as last year, a couple of very clear and obvious goaltenders plucked for Wilkes-Barre Scranton purposes only, and this kid. So if he comes in and knocks people out, and I'm not making any kind of prediction or forecast or whatever, but if that happens, if he's the best goaltender in camp, and I'm not talking about this camp, I'm talking about the next one, then you at least got to make sure that he's operating with the same, here comes that word again, opportunity as the rest of them. At least be open-minded. All I'm saying. When we come back, just one question.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back. It's time for Just One Question. That's brought to you always on this program by Fubo TV. The monthly cost of cable is over $200. Fubo TV is $65 a month to watch all the same channels, including AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh. And for a limited time, Fubo TV is offering our listeners of this show a 7-day free trial and 15% off your first month by going to FuboTV.com/DK. One more time, it's 15% off your first month and the free trial. FuboTV.com/DK. Our question comes from Eric Bowser, who asks, is this the season we finally see the Penguins use the left wing circle with a right-handed one-time shooter on the top power play, with Kasperi Kapanen having the best shot and both Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin out? I hope, Eric, that this principle of yours, this noble principle of yours, applies regardless of who's healthy and who isn't. It's, I was about to say mind-blowing that the Penguins never do this. And that's not fair, because they haven't had this type of player for a while. Phil Kessel, who was masterful on the power play, who was the quarterback of a power play that also included Crosby and Malkin and Chris Letang and Patrick Hornquist as a net front presence. He wasn't your one-timer guy either. Phil had no one-timer. When he tried a one-timer, his whippy little splintered sticks would break into pieces. Brian Rust, who kind of played the Phil role to an extent on the power play last season, isn't a one-timer guy either. There's a lot of things that Rusty can do. But you can't count on one hand in the NHL the number of times you've seen him score on a one-timer, and you can't count on one finger the number of times you've seen it on a power play. Kapanen can do that. I don't know that I would think of Kapanen either as a guy who would be like a pure trigger man. When you're thinking of those players, you're thinking of, you know, Brett Hull, Alexander Ovechkin, Patrick Laine. You're thinking of guys who just, it comes to them and they rip it brilliantly without stopping it. There's not a lot of that in the NHL. I probably should mention Mario too when he came back. My goodness, was he devastating from that left circle, meaning when he came back from retirement. There's just not that much of it out there. I love the idea of having a pure shooter in that circle, though, regardless. And if anyone wants real evidence of the impact that that can have, well, you only have to go back to young Jared McCann. You know, think about it. Yeah, he was a lefty over there, and his shots were more the type where he would just kind of glide in, look up, and hit a wrister. But those are shots, too, and the last I checked, when they go in, the goals all count the same. And if you can get somebody over there who can be a legit threat to shoot the puck, regardless of how, regardless, it's enough to keep goaltenders unsettled. It's enough to pull apart a penalty-killing box. It's an overall really good, I think really necessary situation for your top power play, even when Sid and Gino and everyone else that you'd want to be out there is there. So yes, I am very much in favor. Do I think they'll do it? That's just a... Just such a different question. But you know what? Somebody's going to have to step up without these two. And that does include, very prominently, power play one. You would hope that on several different levels, Kapanen is ready to really have a breakout year. I appreciate the question, Eric. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. Let's do this again tomorrow.